It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Perhaps you have heard it, perhaps not. But even if you have heard it, it's worth repeating. The legend of the three trees. It goes like this. Once there were three trees in the forest near Jerusalem. They were baby trees, and they were discussing what they wanted to be when they grew up. One tree said that his desire when he grew up was to be made into a baby's cradle. The second tree expressed its desire. When I grow up, I want to be made into a mighty sailing vessel and explore the high seas. And then the third tree added that it wanted to be just what it was. I want to remain a tree and stay on the top of this hill and point people to God and His beauty and love. Well, the years came and went, and before long the trees were all grown up. The tree which wanted to be a cradle for a baby was cut down and made into a feeding trough. The second tree was cut down and made into a small fishing boat, which was used on the Sea of Galilee. And the third tree was cut down and made into a cross for use in a crucifixion. None of the three trees got what they wanted, it seemed. The trees learned a lesson which many grown-up humans often learn, and that is that the dreams we dream as children often don't come true in adulthood. How many of us have gotten what we wanted since we've grown up? Many a small girl has dreamed dreams of a Prince Charming rescuing her and her marrying Prince Charming and living happily ever after. And many a small boy has dreamed of becoming an important person as an adult and winning the praise of his fellow man. But let me finish the legend of the three trees. The one which was made into a feeding trough was used as a cradle for the baby Jesus. And the one which was made into a small fishing boat was used by the man Jesus to preach from. And the one which wanted to stand on the top of a hill and point people to God was used to crucify Jesus on. So it seems that each of the three trees received its wish. The only thing is that their wishes weren't fulfilled as they thought they would be. And how true to life this is. The little girl who never had her Prince Charming rescue her did fall in love with a fine young man who loved her devotedly throughout life. And the little boy who dreamed of becoming important wasn't known around the world, but to his wife and children, he was one of the most important people in all the world. Perhaps God is kinder to us than we often realize. Perhaps our childhood dreams come true more often than we think they do. We may not be able to get everything we want exactly like we want it in life, but this I believe. If we will set our sight on some high and noble goal and continue to pursue it throughout our life, there's a good chance we will reach it. For as the poet William Cooper once wrote, God moves in mysterious ways His wonders to perform. So continue to pursue your high and noble dream. Who knows? It could come to you as it came to the three trees by slipping in the back door.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.